Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans, Philly fans. You're hard, you're real, you hold us accountable, you're smart, and we appreciate that. We want you to do that more.
It's Josh Harris, 76ers owner. We're back. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. All Chickies and Pete's locations in PA and New Jersey. Now open with outside seating. Enjoy all your Chickies and Pete's favorites. Visit ChickiesandPete's.com for locations and details. Our Twitter questions today are brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, right there in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. They're open for business, and they have the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, Mark's-Jewelers.com. Check them out. So we know that Joshua Harris and David Blitzer, his partner, are trying to buy the Mets, right? They bought a share in the Steelers not too long ago. I think that came out a couple weeks ago. But they're trying to buy the Mets. And the New York Post reporting today that so the Mets have to sell – the Wilpons have to sell the Mets. They literally can't afford to stay in business or to keep going anymore. So they're trying to get bids – by July, and then they want to lock in a buyer by October. This is according to the New York Post. And Josh Harris and David Blitzer are offering $1.4 billion for the team, which if A-Rod and J-Lo and some other people can come up with more money, then they could get it. But it seems like that Major League Baseball and the Mets prefer to sell to Joshua Harris if all things are equal. So right now, Josh Harris could be the high bidder, $1.4 billion. So I mean, I know what the reaction would be if Harris bought the Mets. It wouldn't be great. But I mean, maybe he sells the Sixers. I don't know. Maybe he makes his money off the Sixers. Bought them for like less than $300 million and sells them for a couple billion. I don't know.
Yeah, he's one of those owners that I don't really care. Like, he doesn't move the needle with me one way or the other. I don't think he's going to go to the Mets and all of a sudden the Mets are going to turn into this juggernaut. I just think it's so much harder to turn around a baseball team. I think he's just buying in right now while it's low. And
definitely,
he'll hire the right people, and they'll eventually improve the value, and then he'll get out.
Yeah,
he'll give it up.
He'll make billions of dollars if he buys the Mets. That's a low price. They turned down an offer from Steve Cohen, over $2 billion, but I think that was also with the TV network, SNY. So the $1.4 million is without buying the TV network that has the Mets. SNY. So that's the latest right there. It seems like he's more than in on buying the Mets. He's actually, you know, looks like he could be close to buying them. So we'll have to see. T in Collegeville. Hi, T.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, T? It's a good Justin, T.
It's good Justin, T. What's up, T?
Hey, I'm just sitting here having my man time. I'm double.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
I got me some Tennessee. I'm going to cheers to y'all right now. I'm in Tennessee drinking that Tennessee. Hold on.
Oh, a little JD, huh?
Yeah, buddy. Then I'm shout out to Jack. I got some Lagunitas in there. How y'all doing, man? Y'all good all that?
It's a Friday,
it's
man.
It's Friday, brother. We're all doing good.
Is it? I'm off the truck. I'm drinking it. You know it's Friday. Now, what I wanted to talk about is I was analyzing, you know, what we have in LTBB community. And I was thinking, you know, the Bronco needs like a theme song. How you feel about like the Toby Keith, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses?
I never heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Jack?
Because it's ice juice and vodka water.
I love that song. Well, let's hear it.
Oh, Jack, you're in on it? It's good?
It's because it combines ice juice with Bronco water, what I'm doing right now. You see what I did? You see what I did right there? But you might not listen to country, but I'm going to school you.
But listen, this may be something that gets me into it. I've never heard of the song, so I can't even say if I would like it or not.
A lot of brothers listen to country. You'd be surprised. But anyways.
Yes, sir.
But anyways.
Yes.
Good show for one. And real quick on Eagles. I know you got time. You pressed against it. Do people appreciate the support system we just put around Doug with the coaching staff, as well as do they appreciate how good Doug is? That's my question for y'all.
I don't know if they do or not, T. I know I do, right? Initially, when Scangarella was hired here, I obviously didn't know a whole lot about him. But there's been enough time that has passed that I've talked to enough people that feel very good about what he brings to the table. I know Marty Morningwick, known him for years, obviously played for him when he was on the offensive side of our ball during my playing days here. So I'm very familiar to what Marty brings to the table. But Scangarella, a guy who's going to be able to use Carson's strengths and apply it to this offense and give this offense what it needs, which is to put the quarterback in the best position for him to succeed, as opposed to trying to force the quarterback to play in your system to fit what everybody else does. It's not how it works in this league. It's not what they do in Baltimore. That's not what they do in Kansas City. That's not what they do in Seattle. That's not what they do in Houston. That's just not what you do. And I think it took for the struggles that happened last year for something to be done about it finally. Once they saw things differently the last 5-6 weeks of the season, it was clear to everybody, we need to get a new voice, some new ideas in here. This isn't the offense we were running the first 10 weeks of the season. This is a completely different offense, and obviously Carson likes the offense, so they went out and got a guy that's going to sort of have that type of an impact on the offense. Play-action passes, rollouts, all misdirections. They got speed at the wide receiver position, so now you're going to get jet sweeps, fake handoffs, a lot of the things you see Kansas City doing in their offense. That's what you're going to get now. And so I'm excited. I'm just disappointed there was no offseason. And so these guys haven't really got a chance to really get this thing sort of, get a lot of the things ironed out, get the coaches working with them hands-on. So it may be a little slow getting off the ground and rolling.
Yeah, I'm excited about Marty being back. Marty Morningwig. You know, good veteran coach to be in there. Good quarterback coach. No one else feels like that. I do. Let's go to Ike. Ike in Southwest Philly. Ike, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Ike.
What's up, Ike?
Shout out to Jack, man. I watched George Lopez's show, man.
There you go.
It's a very good show, man. It's funny, man. It's kind of like throwback to the older Jones or whatever. Mm-hmm. So
it's like one of those sitcoms with the live studio audience. And
I don't know if it got studio like audience, but it definitely gave you that feel.
It had that feel.
That was back in like the early 2000s, I think, mm-hmm. when it was on. So. Yeah. And it was on for a lot of years, so it was a good show, though. But as far as the Sixers go, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for the NBA all around just to see what it's going to be, because it's going to be like something you ain't never seen before, where it's just like a lockdown time where so many people, if they get to play, if they get to play. I hope they do, but if they don't, I'd rather people be safe.
How about this, Ike? It's going to be so unpredictable. Why not throw our hat in the ring? I mean – I don't know how these guys are going to respond to being in this bubble. We got as good of a chance as anybody to win this thing.
See, the thing people be doing is people don't realize that, like, you know, when the Sixers went to the championship in 2001, before that year, did we any of us think they was going to the championship?
No.
They kept getting knocked out the first two rounds and stuff like that. Sometimes you just don't know. And I see we signed some kind of sniper. Boy, was on Denver Mavericks. He cooked us earlier this year. He gets so cool. Shoot, I ain't saying that he's going to be a big difference, but I'm paying attention, man.
I know. I saw it, too. He's in our I got to pull up the tweet. He's in our
G League boy?
He's one of our G League players, so in case somebody gets the Rona.
But he can squeeze, though.
40% from three.
Yeah.
In the last two seasons with Dallas.
What's his name?
His name is Brokaw.
Brokaw, yeah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yeah.
He does news, too. He used to do news, too.
Listen, this show holds players accountable until they deserve their real name. They don't get it.
Yeah, we will butcher a name. Yeah, I know I will anyway, yeah.
Ryan, I think it's Brokaw. Based on how, the spelling's different than Tom Brokaw, but looks like it's pronounced the same way. 215-592-9494. We will finish up on the phones right after this. We have the Marks and Reese text line, and we'll test out T's idea for a theme song for Carson Wentz. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But hey, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. Today, right now is the perfect time to get with Dr. Glatt because Dr. Glatt is open for business. His office is sterile. He follows all CDC guidelines. So what are you waiting for? If you're still working from home, you can get the hair restoration procedure from Dr. Glatt that I had done almost 9 years ago. And no one will know that he had it done, right? They'll just know that you look great when the world gets back, right? They'll be like, oh, man, did you lose weight? You look different. You look great, right? That's because you had the hair restoration procedure with Dr. Glatt. And he's the expert in the industry. You want results, but you want experience and you want performance. And that's Dr. Glatt. Most experience in hair restoration in the Philadelphia area. So if your hair is thinning, and you've heard me talk about this before, then trust the doc in Philly, who I trusted with my hair, Dr. Glatt. Visit the website, drglatt.com, drglatt.com, to see my before and after pictures. And when you're ready to call his office, you can call right now and talk to his hair team, 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com.
Smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my man, beer for my horses.
All right.
Whiskey for my man, beer for my horses.
Well, Jack, did you know the song?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. This is a popular country
song.
You
like it?
Well, from back in the, it's like a middle 2000s country song.
Got you. So it's not new.
Yeah, no. That's from probably like 2006-ish.
But okay. You like it?
Oh, yeah. It's a catchy song.
Now, here's the deal. Since that's the first time I've heard it, and I can't really speak to how good the song is or how popular it is and whether or not people like it, do you think if you put it up as a Twitter poll, people would know what song it is?
No.
Well, if they were country fans, they would.
No, but even for big country fans, it's kind of a small – it wasn't like a big-time hit.
Right.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't like a big-time hit. It was just a pretty good song that had a moment like maybe 10, 15 years ago.
All right.
Okay. So, but T suggested it, and he's in the community. So I take the suggestion serious, and I want to make sure I'm not dismissing it before the rest of the community has a chance to speak on it. So we won't just dismiss it right now. We'll put it on the shelf and
discuss it further.
We need to make it. Yeah, we need to have a day where we're able to discuss it. And if the folks want it, now you got to figure out a way of how to use it, right? Like, I don't know.
Is it the LTBB theme song?
Yeah, you got to figure out a way how you sort of integrate it in, right?
Well, maybe if we're teasing a segment about the Bronco.
Okay,
you come back with it.
Okay,
come back with it.
All right.
Maybe figure out something.
All right.
Maybe listen to it on your way home.
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
No.
Never mind.
No, it's not going to happen.
No, this
is just one of the things that I'm going to leave up to the LTBB community. I'm not a country music fan. But if it fits and it goes, let's ride with it. I don't want to force something on the community and they're like, dude, that song is whack.
Should there be other suggestions to it? Maybe some other theme songs?
I mean, T came up with that. I don't want to open up theme songs because we might get anything. And then when I do finally pick one that I want, then nobody really likes it.
Mm. All right.
Now,
all right.
We'll do that when I come back.
Yeah, put it on the agenda.
In the middle of July.
Yeah.
When sports are back.
Yeah.
Put it on the July.
Put that down the list somewhere, yeah.
The July LTBB meeting.
It's on the docket, T. Mm. We'll discuss it someday, buddy.
Well, there you go. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's open with outside seating in their locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Enjoy all your Chickies and Pete's favorites. Visit chickiesandpete's.com for locations and details. I'm going to get Mark Shimmy's text line in a second. John in Oxford. John, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, this is Mickey. And I'm going to tell you now, you disrespected me.
Yeah.
Well, that's for you, John. Yeah.
Mickey's a bore.
Go ahead. Listen. You're going to tell me that I'm the most
annoying
person?
Yes, you're selfish. You have no personality and you're a bore. Goofy's funny. Minnie's sweet. Daisy's sassy. Pete's a great character. Mickey, you're terrible.
That's not fair. I'm the oldest rodent known to mankind.
Get out of here, John. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the casino at Delaware Park. Slot game action is open at the casino at Delaware Park. Only. That's the only thing they got going on. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Limited hours for slot machine gaming only. It's the text line.
Text line.
John thinks he's been on the right side of arguments in the last 30 days. What kind of planet is he living on? Brian and Motko.
The planet of me, I guess. I know that I took some losses in Once and For All Week, right? I did.
Go over.
I went 0-5. Now, with the popular opinion, it doesn't mean I was wrong.
Right.
I'm not afraid to take the stance of the unpopular opinion if I feel that it's right. And here's what I think about JT Realmuto. He's a really good player. Let him test the market. If you lose him, if he gets a 6-year contract from a team out there, let him get a 6-year contract. I'm just not giving it to him. I'm not.
Is it me, or does Johnny Prescott Marks want all of our franchises to purposely make bad decisions so he can hate on them all? Jim in South Philly.
No, that is not what I want them to do. What I want them to do is make the right decisions. And the Phillies have not done a great job of building their team. And by giving a 30-year-old catcher a 6-year contract and just giving it to him, I just don't think that's the right move to make.
Who loves kicking the can down the road more? Sam Hinkie or Johnny Marks? Derek and Voorhees.
Howie Roseman does, because that's what a good GM does in the NFL with their salary cap. Here's the thing. You can have JT Realmuto next year, and yes, your team is better. You can sign him to a 10-year contract. The team's going to be better for a couple of those years. But then at some point, you're going to be saying to yourself, why am I paying this guy that's not productive enough $23 million a year? I mean, who gives – especially in this economy, in this sport, you're just going to give him a 6-year contract because that's what he wants? No.
Johnny Flip-Flop has been called out on the morning show by Matt from Mayfair. Matt is demanding that Flippity Floppity be denoted to show producer for the recent Fritz show for a month. I can't wait for next week and the protest to begin. Brian from Tacony.
Is this thing gaining momentum?
No, I don't think so. But I guess Matt from Mayfair is going to – so what is he
protesting? Well, that was Brian. Brian just said he can't wait for it to begin. Is he going to be out there with him?
I don't know.
Right out there, right on the bridge.
So just for people that don't know, Matt from Mayfair is going to protest from 6 a.m. until when, starting on Monday?
6 p.m.
And what is he protesting?
The goat of Broad Street.
Which is over. Yes. So he's going to be protesting something that we're not even talking about.
Correct.
And Matt from Mayfair is mad because I suspended him for for a week based on his behavior.
Do you want to hear the audio from the morning show?
Sure. Go ahead.
Now, Angelo, I do have another demand that just recently came into being that I have to put into my protest.
All right, what's the new demand?
So I am currently serving a one-week suspension from the Marks and Reese show for asking Jack Fritz a question about baseball.
Huh?
I don't see why that would be.
What was the question?
Rhea, it was really irrelevant. Johnny Marks got upset because I asked the producer.
Oh, you went over his head.
Oh,
you can't. Yeah,
and that's
you
a nice
can't.
Head. He's got that hair.
Yeah, he's
now,
got.
Yeah.
He's got that freshly bought hair from
but
Dr.
Matt,
Glatt.
And just to show you that the standards vary from show to show, do you have anything you want to ask Joe Wechter?
No, but I want to mention my demand, my additional demand, if that's okay.
All right, go ahead. Make it quick.
I want Johnny Marks demoted to producer for 1 month on
the show. No, Matt.
Yes.
Matt,
you are a lot of fun. No, Matt's a lot of fun.
Matt's a lot of fun, but he can't. John Marks is not going to produce his own show.
No.
No, that is not going to happen.
Well, I think what was the problem is, you know, the caller was intimating that Jack Fritz knows more baseball than John Marks.
Probably
and that could
so.
Lead to friction between the two.
Right. Yeah. Just know, Jack
I'm
Fritz.
That's happening.
Jack Fritz once was an intern here, and we didn't get along that great.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I can only it's not creating friction with Jack because, you know, I mean, I know he knows baseball. Not as much as we do, Ike, but he knows baseball, right?
Sure. Only one of us was offended, though. I wasn't offended.
Well, of course not. You know why I was offended?
Now, had he gone to Jack for football, that's different.
That would have been hilarious.
No, but, I mean, it's not even really about Jack. It's about Matt is what it's about. It's just like it's knowing what the caller's place is on the show. And you should know when I say, hey, Matt, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead. And he meanders around for 15 seconds, and then he's asking Jack a question. It's just it's poor caller etiquette, and that's why he had to be reprimanded. That's really what it is. Okay.
The most annoying character on TV is Frank Gallagher from Shameless. If you include radio, it's Johnny Flip-Flop. Walt from Williamstown.
Mm, well, that's not included.
Frank Gallagher. He's, yeah.
So you watch Shameless?
Oh, I love Shameless.
Jack, do you watch Shameless?
Well, I thought you said you didn't watch any shows in the last decade. Shameless has been around this decade.
Yeah, you know what? I meant like network
broadcast
TV shows. Yeah, I meant like network TV shows.
I only got through like a season of Shameless.
Yeah, I tried.
No, Shameless is shameful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I.
No, I loved it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I've watched it at least two or three times. Mm. Frank Gallagher.
Nick Foles should have been in that top five. No one throws a more catchable, beautiful ball in the league. Joe and New Hope.
Yeah, I talked to Colin Cowherd about that.
Mm. Yeah, really. Yeah, how come Nick Foles didn't make it? That was a great ball, right? Coming up next, speaking of Joe and New Hope, coming up next is Joe and New Hope. I mean, Joe Giglio. Mm-hmm. He'll take you through the rest of the evening. And I guess this wraps up the Go to Broad Street, Ike.
Thank God.
Who is the best Philadelphia athlete of the last 50 years? It is Allen Iverson. If you want to see the full list of the top 20 athletes, visit 94WIP.com/GOAT. And it's all been brought to you by a better financial plan, increased returns, decreased risk. Call 855-983-1346, and we certainly thank them for sponsoring it. It was fun. Does this mean it's over forever, the Go to Broad Street, or is it just we do it again next year? Jack?
Maybe in 2030.
Okay.
I want honestly, as this goes on, I mean, Foles is going to keep falling on the list, right? Like, he should keep falling.
More athletes should come on, and
right,
yes.
Like, I think in 10 years, Foles isn't going
to
be on.
He's probably not on it.
I would imagine, unless they won another Super Bowl, he's always going to be on the list. He's the only quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl.
Unless, forget that.
Yeah, he should always be on the
unless
list.
Unless in 10 years, somebody else wins a Super Bowl.
That's what I just said.
Like maybe Jalen Hurts.
Oh, stop it. Coming up next, Joe Giglio. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.